both managers are hands-on. Both managers are great tacticians and strategists, and they give the lie to the idea that it's just a crapshoot. There's a lot of strategy involved, a lot of intuition, a lot of homework as well. Who would be your manager? Putting you on the spot, Jim Leland's a great manager. Everybody loves him for a younger team, more experienced team. Tony La Russa has been around for a long time as well. Who do you think has the edge there in strategy?
Well, I don't think really anyone. I mean, you know, they're just two different types of managers. I think they both fit very well within the framework of their teams. As much as the manager's coming to play, Tony seems like he's probably a little more hands-on when it comes to doing the on-the-field things, and I think Jim Leland's a little more hands-on when it comes to motivation and relationships with his guys. And you know, it's just pick whichever one you want. They're both two of the best managers in the game, and they have been for a long time.